This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ohio State Northwestern tomorrow, 11 a.m. Chicago time, noon our time. It's at Wrigley Field, where somebody made a joke. It said, because they showed the dimensions, and it's still the same. Like,
it's the same.
It hasn't changed in over 100 years. Like, they had the problem with the bowl game. Like, hey, we got to... Or was it... No, it was Illinois
and
Northwestern.
They had an entire game where they had to scrap their setup, and both teams would just switch fields when they were on offense.
Because you couldn't run into the wall. And I'm like, well, they didn't make it any longer.
The wall's back in play this week.
And somebody made the joke, like, Chip Kelly's going to get Jeremiah Smith killed on an out route because they're going to go, and it's just going to run right into a wall, and that's it.
Okay, I know it's crazy, and it's a one-game, one-off type thing. I actually kind of like strategy-wise that you have to take that into consideration.
I do, too. It's the same thing with basketball and, like, the running lane underneath. Like, because before, like, you play in some of the gyms and there's doors there. And now, because the buildings were built in the 40s.
Yeah.
And now you're looking like, dude, someone's going to get killed on a breakaway.
Like would I want my season to come down to that? Of course not. But, I feel like Ohio State should be pretty comfortably, what are they, 30-something point favorites this week.
And if they don't win by that, goodbye, Ryan Day.
Right. He's out of here. Yep. That'll be the last you see of Ryan Day. But I kind of like that. All right, maybe we have to put away some of these routes for the wide receivers when we get close down there. Because it is ridiculous.
Well, what can you run on your... this show really doesn't gamble, but what is the numbers for touchdowns for Henderson and Judkins? Because that's probably... Or Junkins, that's probably a pretty good...
It's going to be a wild atmosphere.
Because you get the ball at the 15 down there, it's like, okay, let's run it in.
It's probably good it's 11 a.m. People are going to be so drunk because you could just get on the train, head on down there. I mean, Kenny, we have been on that train. We have gone down to Wrigley Field.
Yes, we have.
And
you have negotiated for drugs. You weren't going to buy them, but you were negotiating drugs on the way back.
They're right on there. They're ready to strike a deal. Always in a deal-making mode.
It was not hitting reckless speculation.
It was great. And then the guy fired up a cigarette right there on the train. He did not care. He was annoyed with you, and he wanted us to go back. And I don't know anything about Chicago because I've only been there once.
They're going to take advantage of us.
He wanted us to go with him to the south side, and all I've known is that you avoid the south side of Chicago.
Well, had it been an hour
about it and everything.
Had it been an hour and a half later, I'd probably been go time.
We were with different company. We were with much different company.
I think one of the individuals with us would have been go time 2 hours later.
Well, if he was with us, then you know what? Why not?
Lima, who's famous for his goodbyes or not goodbyes, would not find a way out of that?
Could have been goodbye for good.
And we had some of the best fast food I've ever eaten in my entire life. Right there in the West Loop of Chicago. It was amazing. Zagura at 9. Guys, I kind of feel bad for the Cavs because you're not going to be able to shake this until Tuesday. It's Howard Beck on the Jim Jackson podcast, the Jim Jackson Show. Howard Beck, who is a notable... basketball writer, person who's been on the show before.
He's a great guest.
He's not, I don't think he's very happy with how you portrayed him, but let's hear what Howard Beck had to say about the Cavs and their schedule.
This is not to pour cold water on their start at all. 13-0 is 13-0. They have had mostly a pretty soft schedule. They're going to play the Celtics, I think, next Tuesday. I can't wait for that one. That will be, you know, you can't place too much emphasis on a November matchup, but I think that's going to be an important marker for them. You know, Celtics are defending champs. On top of that, too, the Eastern Conference is kind of a disaster right now. Teams like, you know, the Sixers, the Bucks, way underachieving in both cases. The Knicks were supposed to be one of the top teams in the East and may yet become that, but as of right now, have had a little bit of a slow start out of the gate. And so all of that, I think, has probably benefited the Cavs too, just in terms of contrast, right? Like, you expected a bunch of teams to be jockeying for a position to try to knock off Boston. Right now, it looks like Cleveland and Boston and everybody else is trying to catch up. But again, it's mid-November. We can't react too hard right now.
I think, audio again, courtesy of the Jim Jackson Show, I think we go looking for reasons to be disrespected, and I like that we are. It's not that hard to find it. It's Cleveland. But I think that we go and we look for these reasons, and this is another reason that I can take to be disrespected. I mean, because you look at it. Somebody had posted yesterday on social media the records against teams that are over 500. The Cavs are 3-0 against teams that are over 500, which is a better record than the other top teams in the East. They actually have losing records against teams that are over 500. The Cavaliers have done a remarkable job so far. So, again, you can only beat the teams that are on the schedule. I can't just replace them with Boston every single day. So, you got to play Chicago. They're on tonight. You can't just put Boston there. You'll get your chance to play Boston on Tuesday, but it does make me start to think, like, all these people are still, and he says he doesn't want to pour cold water on it. That's exactly what you end up doing. No offense to Howard Beck. You end up pouring cold water on it. So, there's a lot of people who say, well, let's see until what happens until you play a real opponent. It's such an important matchup Tuesday, because if you don't win and you don't look good, you're going to hear that for the rest of the year. I do think unless you go and you beat, I'm not sure how many times you played Boston this year, yeah, but unless you go and beat Boston the majority of times,
isn't there a
I
record?
Think there's going to be something, a cloud that hangs around you. For as great as this season has started, there's a cloud that hangs around you. They play them four times. So unless you go 3-1, against Boston, if you don't win on Tuesday, I think that there's a weird vibe like, okay, you're good, but you're not Boston
well,
good.
And normally I think that's going to bother a lot of fans. In these situations, normally you look back at the end of the year and you're like, oh, that guy was missing that game. That guy wasn't in that game. So it's always tough to compare. But don't you think the Cavs could get to such a crazy good record, and they are well on their way to doing that, that people will respect them? They won't care if they lost a game here or there to Boston.
I don't. I think that people will look at it. We love to do the NBA is an unforgiving opinion league. You think about the players that have been great, and we say who sucks just because they either haven't played in a finals or haven't won a championship. That's ridiculous. I mean, you were the one who said it yourself. Guys have bad games, and you look at social media, they suck, they're terrible, they're the worst player ever. Like, it's never a bad day. It's always the most extreme. If the Cavs don't go out and beat Boston on Tuesday, we're going to be licking our wounds on Wednesday, and there's going to be some people who are seriously annoyed. And they might take it out on them because they're annoyed by those opinions. Yes. It must wins, that's silly. That's radio talk. But if you don't look good against Boston, there will be conversation about bright lights. Can you do it? Is this just the mirage of you playing in the regular season where teams are still ramping up? And I think that would be very annoying. I think there's some people rolling their eyes as I say that right now, and I agree with them, and I think they get really annoying and real old real quick. It's you better perform well and better take them to the hilt and give us a preview of what could possibly happen.
I can't wait for that game. I mean, obviously, can't wait for tonight. Can't wait to try to keep this streak going. But this is going to be a great setup for a game in November that normally wouldn't mean all that much, I think, is definitely for two cities and maybe the rest of the NBA is going to be a pretty big game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.